Welcome to the winter edition of Peer to Peer. This is for 2021, and we are excited to head into 2022. My name is Beth Ann Stubbe, and I'm the Director of Publications and Press. And as always, I am thrilled, excited, and truly happy to be joined by our CEO, Joy Heathrush. Joy, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Beth Ann. I love being with you too. It's like the highlight of my quarter every quarter is to do this. So
you are too kind. And luckily for us, we've been able to continue these as the pandemic has concluded, hopefully, as we look ahead a little bit. We know that we're not out of the woods, but we're going to take a forward look and a little bit of grace, hopefully. So let's talk very first about what this year has meant for ILTA, how we've handled our events, and then we'll take a look a little bit forward into our events for 2022. So what do you see backward looking at the moment?
Yeah, I think that if I compare what we anticipated for 2021, this time last year to what it delivered, I think that we were surprised. You know, I think we were all hopeful that the pandemic would be more in the rearview mirror than it is today, and then variants come up and so forth. Yet, ILTA and actually the world in general kind of were ready to be back with other people. And taking everything we had learned in 2020 and at the beginning of 2021 to make sure that the experience could be safe, that people could have an ILTA experience in a way that was safe for them. And I think that's fantastic. I mean, going into 2021, I think that we, and again, others were probably in either we're not going to do anything in person because it's not going to be safe, or we're going to be in person and everything's going to be quote unquote normal. But instead we've learned how to cope with certain aspects of the pandemic so that we can do more normal things safely. I think that was probably a surprise. And going into 2022, and if you had asked me this question a month ago, I probably would have answered it differently. This was before we knew about the Omicron variant and so forth, but it's people continuing to learn how to do in-person stuff really well so that people can have a great in-person experience and do it safely. And we have found out through 2021 that we can adapt. We have an incredibly smart and agile staff and volunteer group and business partners that support us. And so I have confidence going into 2022 that we will find a great way to cope with and deliver kind of whatever happens.
I think cope is the right word, because this is not something that we could get a crystal ball for. This isn't something that we've talked about looking forward as much as we may have last year. One of the things that I know that you do a lot is sit with peers at other organizations at the G100 level, at the C-suite level. What are you guys talking about? There has to be a conversation looking forward from each of those constituency groups that looks a little bit different for in-person planning. Can you give me a scoop there?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, because I think we sometimes underappreciate the power of culture. So if you think about law firms in particular, I think probably corporate law departments too, but law firms in particular are risk averse. That's what they're paid to do. They're paid by clients to be risk averse on behalf of the client. So they tend to be very risk averse businesses, but they're also relationship businesses. And how that cultural scale balances is really interesting. So is the relationship in person, apprenticeship model, grooming young lawyers to carry the organization forward, client relationships that are very intimate in the business sense versus organizations that are super risk averse and don't want anybody to get sick, of course, and want everyone to be healthy. And so are more likely to isolate themselves and stay remote. This is hard. This is really hard stuff culturally. And not all the organizations are treating it the same way. It's really which side of that scale their culture is more on than the other. And I think that's true of other organizations I've talked to as well, but really true in law firms, because I think that dichotomy between relationships and risk aversion and risk management is particularly challenging in that kind of an environment.
one of the things we've talked about internally is the ability to pivot our events to become hybrid or virtual if you needed to. We've just had to do the same thing for ILTACON South America. Was that an easy decision to make?
No, absolutely not. I mean, because hybrid, the decision to go hybrid feels like it should be easy, but actually a hybrid event is the hardest event to do. You know, it's, you can do an in-person event, it has its own set of challenges. You can do a digital event, it has its own set of challenges. When you do a hybrid event, you're really doing three events, because you're putting on a full in-person event with everything that's required for an in-person event. You're putting on a full digital event with everything that's required for a digital event. And then you have points of intersection, which have their own sets of logistical challenges, and not the skill sets, the resources, even the technology you use across those three kinds of events are not necessarily the same. So it becomes not an easy decision, because you have to be able to staff it and you have to be able to deliver it with quality. Because I think for ILTA's brand, and of course, many of our affiliate sister organizations and legal as well as outside of legal, really have this reputation for delivering excellent content and an excellent in-person networking experience. If you can't deliver it in a way that's excellent by doing it a hybrid, then how does that play into it? You know, should you not do hybrid if you can't do it excellently, that kind of thing. And I believe we have been able to execute that way, but no, it is not an easy decision. It really isn't.
In previous CEO podcasts, I've asked you to look a year or 2 years ahead. We're not going to do that. I don't think that that's a fair question. And I think we're just going to bumble through it because we don't know. I mean, New York has just implemented the strictest regulations in the country right now, mandate wise. So let's look a quarter ahead. What do you foresee as we head into, well, both of us will attend Legal Week if it's in person. What do you think will happen at the end of Q1 looking into Q2 of 2022?
I think that we will see much of the same as what we've seen in the second half of 2021 is what I'm anticipating. We did, you know, ILTA has done a number of travel surveys throughout the past year and a half. I mean, I think we just launched our new one today. Yeah. And we've done them across the whole ILTA community. We've targeted it to also very large law firms. What we have seen as 2021 unfolded is, first, organizations were going to go back in person at least, you know, half the time. April 1, and then April 1 became June 1, and then June 1 became September 1, September 1 became November 1, became Jan 1, and now it's, well, let's see what happens with the variant. At the same time, pretty much everybody is open if people want to come to the office. So this is a very similar conversation, Bethann, to the one we just had about a hybrid event. I mean, these CIOs and other IT and IT people are running hybrid workplaces where they're supporting people at home, people in the office, and the intersection of the two on a regular basis. And it has equal challenges. So what I think is people will carry on with in-person things that are planned in first quarter in the safest way they can. I believe that we would be hard pressed to see things just flat out being canceled unless something really went, as our friends across the pond would say, pear-shaped. And that will become even more so as we get into the spring and into the year. I think people have just made up their minds that they have found a way to live with the pandemic. For good or bad, I just think that's what it is.
And I think that that's probably a great place for us to end, where we've been living with this. It's been a challenge. We've been able to pivot. Do you have any good thoughts for us for 2022?
Absolutely. For one thing, I actually feel very confident that there are going to be large numbers of us that are going to have the opportunity to meet in person in 2022. And that is a very energizing thought for me. You know, that's something that I will anticipate all year long until we can be together, particularly in DC in August. But what I will say is that I just have to applaud the efforts of all ILTANs, you know, in all categories, business partners, members, our associate staff, everybody, all the contributions they've made, managing turmoil in their personal lives, which we've all had because of the change of the last 18 months, turmoil in their work lives, work environments that are fundamentally changed, at least for the foreseeable future, and yet act with such energy and such optimism, always in that mode to provide the highest quality service and to solve problems. It's inspirational. Honestly, it is. And it's one of the things that makes our community really, really special.
Well, here's to a proverbial toast for 2022. Joy, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Beth Ann. As always, have a great holiday season to everybody, and looking forward to getting back together in 2022.